Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us and coming out of the broom closet. You've entered the Witch's Inn, where old ways are celebrated and practiced today. Sponsored by Psychic Talk Radio, with host White Witch Casimir. Featuring holistic remedies, herbs, candles, stones, crystals, magical formulas, and insights.
Hey everybody, thanks for joining us tonight. It's Jay Tree, White Witch Casimir. Tonight we have an amazing show that's set up. We have a Reiki master that is going to be joining us tonight, who's going to be going through all of her information, as well as what she has to offer, her practice and everything. Her name's Keila. She's a good friend of mine. We've been friends for eternity. We've lived many lifetimes together. She was my sister back in the day when we were Egyptian. I'm going to bring her in a little bit. And so that's what the show is about tonight. Remember, this is a show about witchcraft and Wicca. So if you have a question that needs to be answered, I'd be glad to do it. I can pull a card for you or give you my insight. What I'd like to do is correct something that I had said last week. I promoted Chris Evans with greatmorningscoffee.com, and that was actually incorrect. It was actually greatmorningscoffeeandtea.com. That's for all your coffee needs, your tea needs, and your flavored sugars. She is an amazing entrepreneur, as well as she is extremely personable and great to talk to. Her name's Chris. Make sure that you go to her website, greatmorningscoffeeandtea.com, for all of your coffee, your tea, and your flavored sugar needs. Also, I'd like to give a big shout out to Reverend Adam and Psychic Talk Radio, as well as Blog Talk Radio, for hosting us. It's always a pleasure to work so closely with such an amazing being. He's with us in the studio again tonight, and he's going to be helping us out as usual. Adam, if you'd like to say hello,
please
do.
Thank you, Jay Tree. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to today's show. Thank you for once more having me on the show, Jay Tree.
So, and I want to promote the website too, wiccantreeoflife.com, wiccantreeoflife.com. There's new products and services that are being added all the time. I have opened up for apprenticeship. I know that I've had two of them that have called in. I just had another one join again tonight. And it looks like there's a lot of other good things that are on the horizon for us. I love to teach people and give them help with their path. There is no right or wrong way to celebrate Wicca. There is no right or wrong way to cast. There is no right or wrong way for witchcraft. It is how you feel, what's in your heart, what's in your mind, and in your hand. Our love and light goes throughout the world with unconditional love, as well as we do a lot with being an energy healer such as myself, as well as spells, stones, crystals, tarot, past life regression. There's a multitude of things that are available to you in services as well as products. We are adding more and more new ones all the time. So I suggest going to the website, wiccantreeoflife.com, and, you know, signing up. If nothing else, go to the website and just put in your email address, so that way we can go ahead and we can send you some things that are coming up. We have the Solstice celebration that will be done online that we will be selling tickets for. Yes. Pre-order tickets are $20. This will be on June 21st. It will be started at about 7 p.m., and it will go for as long as we can. We are going to do a celebratory. We are going to go ahead and do a ritual. We're going to have an altar that will be set up. So it'll be very interactive. We will be answering questions from people online via text or in a chat. So please look for that. The invitation, like I said, will go out. It'll be posted on Facebook. It'll be posted on Wiccan Tree of Life for Facebook, as well as I believe it'll be on Merlin's staff on Facebook. It'll be on both of our websites, merlinstaff.com, that's with S's, merlinsstaff.com, or wiccantreeoflife.com. And you can also call me to get your tickets at 678-791-8913, or simply send an email to wiccantreeoflife@gmail.com. So, what we're doing is tonight we're going to be doing Reiki. It is a healing energy that is very, very good for so many people, and more people need to be taking advantage of this. I'm ready to pull my girl Keila in and introduce her. Again, she is Reiki. Keila, you're on the air. Hi, honey.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, how are you tonight?
I'm doing wonderful, darling. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Wonderful. So can you tell the audience what it is, what Reiki is, and how you use it in every day?
Well, the term Reiki is basically an ancient Japanese healing technique that is used for many, many different reasons, from like relaxation, stress management. It deals with balancing the chakras in your body. And with all of that, it basically kind of manifests into a healthier body physically as well.
Okay. I can vouch for Keila, and her healing, because I had had a burn on my arm that was bad, and she did some healing on it. One of the first times that we had met, actually, and she did some healing on it. And within 2 days, it had completely cleared up and gone away.
Right. Reiki is basically just pure universal healing energy. So something that we all pretty much need right now, especially with what's going on in the world today, because it could help so much
right.
with emotional and stressful issues and things like that. So, I mean, I just feel like, I mean, everybody, there's not one person that couldn't benefit from Reiki. I even do Reiki on dogs and pets.
Well, anybody that can utilize that service too, and it's good for, well, that just goes to show everybody that it's good for humans as well as for other animals. As well as other beings. So, Keila, what kind of products do you make?
I make organic healing products. So my company is called the Nova Center, and that's thenovacenter.com, and I make organic body products. So, for instance, I have a body scrub made with dead sea salt. I have a bath salt with 100% organic mineral salt. And I just created a body butter called the Nova Butter. And it is made out of shea butters, avocado oils, whatever. I kind of custom make products depending on what you need or what you may have an allergy condition or things like that. So I kind of change it up just depending on what your need is. But, I make them. They're all organic, and I charge it with Reiki. So there's an extra healing potential behind it all.
Okay, so your website is novacenter.com?
The Nova Center.com.
Okay, so it's thenovacenter.com.
Correct.
Perfect. Okay, because we're having a hard time understanding you tonight. You're kind of garbled.
May I interject for a minute? We're just trying to test out the system a little bit here for the bugs. Can you hear us clearly?
Yes.
Okay. Are you getting any crackling?
Not right now. I was earlier.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Go ahead, J-Tree.
So, Keila, do you have all your products listed on your website?
Yes, I do. I'm adding the Nova Butter probably this week because it's hot off the press.
Nice. So you said that it's made with shea butter?
Some of the basis is shea butter, and then there's others as well, other butters as well. So, for instance, it could be shea butter, it could be cocoa butter. It could just be different ones. And then we put in, like, almond oils at some point, but some people may have a nut allergy. So then there's mango butter. So there's just so many different types that we have. That's why I said we can customize it.
Awesome. That's that's great that you can customize it per customer needs, really, because that's kind of a unique attribute all in itself.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, for instance, I had a lady, I've created something for Mother's Day called the Love Yourself Package, and that basically has a lavender and myrrh base to it, and a lot of rose petals and things like that, just to make sure that the moms feel loved and appreciated, and then they can do that self-care that they need on themselves.
Wonderful.
Awesome. So, now, do you, like, incorporate any other ingredients besides, like, do you add any, like, rosemary or anything like that for protection?
CBD, maybe.
CBD to help out with arthritis and other things that are going on. Do you have a line that has all that extra stuff in it, or moon water or super moon water or anything like that?
Well, we've pretty much started kind of slow at this point, so we haven't started that. However, I have put CBD in some of my products, and they've been working really great.
Wonderful.
All right, so Keila, what I'd like to do is I'd like to start taking some calls and maybe have you help out with the calls tonight, if you could. Reverend Adam and I,
we
do that frequently, and it's great to have you as a co-host because we haven't had the chance to have you with us.
Yeah.
And we haven't even we've seen you like through FaceTime or whatever you want to call it, but I haven't physically seen you. I can't wait for this all to get over with. I want to go back to going out, hanging out with you at the bar, and you know, having wings and having fish and.
No, of the good
all the laughs and the ha ha ha's.
Yeah, we haven't been out of the house in some time, so got cabin fever setting in.
Well, I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, me too. All right, so let's take our first call. 347-463. You're our first caller tonight. You're live and on air. Please state your first name and where you're calling from and go right into your question.
Hi, my first name is Tanika, and I'm calling from New York. And my question is tonight, I was talking back and forth with someone I care about. His name is Frank, and I was telling him that I feel like he's still married, and I feel like he is still involved with, and that he has involvement with his wife, or living with her still, and other women, and that just didn't know. I was accusing him of the wrong thing, or if I'm right. So I just wanted to know what you guys see going on with him and if you guys see any kind of future between us.
Well, honestly, I think that this has come to a head. He is still seeing somebody else. I can't tell if it's his ex-wife or somebody else. He's not faithful. He's not truthful. He hasn't been right from the beginning. I think that if you make a decision, it should be to end this and move on. It'll hurt for a little while, but it's better than being dragged through the mud for the rest. What do you got, Keila?
Being a woman and having some experiences like this, I feel like it's something that probably needs to, I think the signs are there, basically. And I think that what we do sometimes as women, sometimes we don't want to believe what we're saying, or we're trying to make excuses, and I think that the cleanest thing is to just rip the Band-Aid off, kind of like what J-Tree was saying, and just ending it so you can be free and you can manifest that love you really need.
All right, well, there you go, Tamika. I hope that you have a great night, and love and light.
Thank you.
All right, our next caller is area code 775-762. Hello, caller, you're live and on the air. Please state your first name and where you're calling from and go right into your first question, or go right into your question, rather.
Thank you so much. My name is Wendy from Sacramento, California.
Hi, Wendy. What can we do to help you tonight?
Hi. Well, I'm going to be 69 years old 2 months from today. And I work for a very well-known medical insurance company in their call center. I've been very ill with my back and my shoulder since January. So I've been off work ever since mid-January. Actually, I think it might be a blessing in disguise, because had I been in the work, who knows if I would have been exposed to COVID. And due to my age and previous health issues, I'm considered at fairly high risk for getting it. And my doctor is now saying that I should return to work June the 5th. I'm very worried about it because I don't think I'll be ready to go back. And also, I am terrified of going into the building because I want to go back to work, but I do not want it to be the death of me or have a lifelong horrible quality of life issue because of recuperating from COVID. So I am going to ask my doctor if she will extend me off, and I feel for very valid reasons because I don't think I'm going to be ready to work anyway. I'm going to ask her towards the end of this month, maybe on June 1st, can you please extend me and then see what she says. I can also, I'm supposed to be getting some new hearing aids, but they're locked up in the audiologist's office because of the COVID. And I can also get time off from work if I don't have those. So I really do not want to start my Social Security for at least 6 months to a year. But to do that, it means I have to be able to pay rent, et cetera. So I am on short-term disability right now for very valid reasons. What do you see?
Well, excuse me. Me having a compromised lungs as well. I have asthma, and Georgia had opened up the state. My chances of getting COVID have gone from 1 in 10 down to 1 in 2. So mm-hmm. I know exactly what you're going through. I know the pain that you feel. I know how much you are torn. You want to do this, but you can't because of. So, and on the same aspect too, is that I'm lucky enough that I'm working from home. Like I said, I'm lucky enough. However, they may at one point decide to open back up the office. And when they do, I have the same dilemma that you do. I have to sit there and I have to say, all right, HR, are you going to keep me at home because I have asthma? Or are you going to have me come back into the office? And my partner and I, Adam, we were talking about that just the other day. And I said to him, I go, I'll quit my job before I let that happen because I can't take my life in my hands the same way that you can. So there's not enough things right now that they've come out with health-wise to protect us. However, there are things that we can do. If you can get a hold of a face shield as opposed to a face mask, it's better than having nothing. However, I don't see how we're going to be able to talk over a phone with having that on either. So, I mean, they have to advance things a lot before you and I can even think about going to work.
Exactly.
But I foresee you going back to work. It may not be there. It may be someplace else because you've had to make a choice too. However, it doesn't seem fair that, you know, all these people are out there and they're able to do everything. And here you and I are pretty much stuck inside for eternity while we wait for them to come up to fix this. Mm-hmm. You know, there's healing that can be done remotely. There's things that I can do to help. But I honestly don't know where this is going to take us, meaning the people that have this medical problem that we can't go back out into society until they find out what this is and how to combat it.
And something that I'm amazed about is I asked my primary care doctor to write a simple note stating because of my age and because I almost died twice from pneumonia and I have an immune condition that's rheumatoid arthritis, all those things add up to being at higher risk. And I said, can you write a note stating that I should be able to work remotely for a long time? And she wrote me off for 20 days. That accomplishes nothing.
Well, it's better than nothing, though.
Yeah. So,
I mean, I'm not taking the side of the doctor. However, it's better than nothing than the doctor doing nothing at all.
Right. But if you want to be persistent, excuse me one minute. If you want to be persistent in this and you want to make sure that you get something long term or even permanent to work from home because of your condition and the condition of the world, then it may be highly advisable to find a different doctor, because you're not going to get what you're looking for out of the current doctor.
Exactly. And it's funny you say that, because it dawned on me the reality of that yesterday. The solution would be find, I've got 20 years call center experience to work in a very confidential environment, for goodness sakes. I know I'm going to be 69, but I've got all this background. I'm going to call staffing agencies tomorrow and say I want to work remotely. And I get calls off of Indeed from people who say they have a great job, but it's for going into a building. So I could respond to them and say, do you have anything working from home? So do you think I'm going to find something working from home permanently within the next month?
I think so, honestly, because the whole landscape has changed. It's not the same anymore. There's more and more. I remember when they used to say, well, you can't do your job unless you come into the office. And now look at us. You know, we're 2 months in, and we're not in an office, and we're still doing our jobs. So there's a lot of places that are out there that are hiring right now that are virtual. I just sent a bunch of information over to my daughter because she wanted to do the same thing. So there's a lot of stuff that's out there. If you do work from home jobs and you do a Google search or something like that, just make sure that they're viable companies like Enterprise or Home Depot or Apple or something like that. So that way you know that you don't get the runaround with them saying, well, this is a work from home job. And then they're like, oh, it's all commission, because you don't want something like that.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Be very, very wary. Make sure that they're accredited with the Better Business Bureau. Make sure that if you have any questions, you ask them to give you, you know, the information that you need. If they offer you a position, then make sure you tell them, look, I want this in writing. I want to know what I'm getting paid per hour, how I'm getting paid, because some of these places, they do it like once a month as opposed to weekly. So make sure that you're doing your homework. If you are looking for a job from home, make sure you do your homework.
Okay, I will do that. And so I think you're telling me, I may be wrong, I think you're telling me if I'm persistent, I'm going to find a remote job from home in customer service. And basically, I just wanted to keep me afloat for another 14 months so that I can raise my Social Security. Do you see that happening as long as I'm persistent?
I think that if you're persistent, amazing things can happen, yes. Because you have the right mindset. You're a delight to talk to. You have how do I want to put this? That vigor. You're ready. You have been.
You also have a willpower built up by anger, by being treated like it was nothing.
Uh-huh. You're right.
Right. And also, it doesn't make a difference anymore either how old you are in the workforce. I mean, I remember for a while it was stigma where we were over 50 and we had to worry about it. And I mean, it's not the case anymore, especially since you're employed. They're going to sit there and say, well, you've been at that company for so long. Why do you want to leave? And, you know, you can really tell them and say, they want me to go back into the office and I'm not comfortable doing that.
You know, I called Social Security and a woman told me that I'm not alone. A lot of people are having to choose between the risk of jeopardizing their life and their health versus drawing Social Security way earlier than they want to. It's funny you said something else about getting a new doctor, because if push comes to shove, then there is a doctor I've seen online. She is a blonde lady, and her first name is Catherine with a K, and her last name starts with an M. And for some reason, I may pick her if I switch. If it comes down to a second opinion, then with my insurance company, I would ask her for the second opinion. Would she back me up and put me off work longer, or no?
You know, I'm going to Kilo. Are you still with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. I don't know if you feel like you needed to be cued or anything, because this is the first time on the show. You're welcome to step in at any time you feel, okay?
Okay. What I'm feeling right now is that when it, the first thing that triggered for me in the conversation is when you basically mentioned the back problem, the shoulder problem, and previous pneumonia. And what's also coming up for me is your heart chakra is blocked. And you would really do, it would benefit you greatly if you had some type of Reiki or type of energy healing. I think that would help and manifest some physical relief from you. Because I think you're struggling with a lot of things with that. And that can block a lot. Like the heart chakra alone, if it's blocked, it can create pneumonia. It could create all types of issues. I'm not going to speak of mental existence, but it's a lot of issues that you've named that are connected to the heart chakra, as well as the thyroid, which is the throat chakra too, and the solar plexus, which is the stomach. So that's something that you may want to look into or invest in the future, only because that can help manifest the things that you're looking for in the positive even faster.
Reiki would do that?
Reiki
as well as energy healing,
oh, yes. Reiki would definitely help. Honestly, I don't see any curses, hexes, or jinxes linked to this. I do see some generational stuff that needs to be taken care of, but nothing that would be in the way of you getting healing. And I can't do the healing. That's not my department. That's Jay Tree in Keela's area. My department is I get in, I kick fucking ass, and I get the hell out because I go after the demons. I go after the curses. I could highly recommend Jay Tree and Keela for that healing work if that's something you want to do. Stay tuned and they can share that information with you.
What I'd like to do is I'd like to reach out to you after the show and I'd like to talk to you further. Do you mind if I take down your number now? Because I see it on my screen and then I can call you afterwards.
Would be perfectly fine. Thank you.
Okay. All right. And what did you say your name was again? I'm so sorry.
My first name is W-E-N-D-Y.
Wendy. Okay. I love that name. Little fun fact about the name Wendy. Did you know that that actually was not a name and it was actually made for the book Peter Pan by the author?
No, I did not know that. That's very interesting.
Yeah, I have all kinds of interesting
Fat
trivia
boy.
That I have.
Oh, I love that.
So, all right, Wendy, then what I'll do then is I'll give you a call afterwards.
Because she wanted me to take care of people. And I do enjoy helping people. So I am not going to go back into the workplace other than to get my personal belongings because I do not want to risk bringing the virus into my apartment because I feel like I have to protect my sister and her son.
Absolutely.
Oh, of course. And my suggestion, if you do have to go back to get your personal belongings, have someone that's already within the building pack those belongings up, like a supervisor, and bring them outside to where you can get them. You do not want to go into the building where the AC has already spread the disease around if there is anybody infected within there.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Maybe I was meant to talk to you. Because
yep, safety precautions, Wendy.
I think can ask them to box it up and send it to me.
Yeah. It'd be safer that way. And then lights all the heck out of it and leave it outside for 24 hours.
Yeah, I'll ask them to ship it to me. I don't think it's worth it.
Yeah, if they ship it to you, that would be fine. But people don't think about transference. And when I work with chemicals for a living to help make my soaps and stuff, just like Keela could tell you, things can transfer very easily. You touch something that's dirty, and then you go to touch something else. Even though you don't see dirt on your hands, you're still transferring disease or germ or whatever else.
Oh, my God. Okay. So I think you're telling me do not go in that building. Have them ship it to me.
Do not go in the building. Have them ship it to you. Your immune system is compromised. And you can heal, you can get better, and that's through medical as well as holistic and energy practices, but all combined together, and you can get better. But ultimately, well, I can't say that I'm a doctor. I can't say that you can get cured. I can say that you can improve. Okay.
Okay.
But
yeah, and
you need to stay positive, get the help with J-Tree or Keela, and do what you can to better yourself on the healing spectrum. That will begin the healing process with the body. There is a thing known as energetic memory retention, okay?
Wow,
the traumas that we have in our life are also, whether they're emotional or they're physical traumas from being hit or whatever, they absorb into the body through the mind's eye, okay? That becomes a physical impression within the very cellular structure that makes up our bodies, creating diseases, in my own personal belief, that exist later on down the road in the body because these issues, these energies have not been purified out.
Correct.
Wow, that's amazing. And praise God, I do not have asthma, but 6 years when I was on the phone, I after the call, I could not catch my breath. So I made a sign, call 911, I can't breathe, and I laid my head down on my desk. I thought I was going out. I thought I was going to die right then. Obviously, I didn't. But I had pneumonia, and I had no idea. And then 2 years prior to that, I had pneumonia. So I have not had pneumonia since. But I think that it's probably a godsend that I've been out of the office since mid-January. Otherwise, I don't know if I'd be here.
For sure.
Yeah. You know, I would definitely suggest getting a reading with you. I live with J-Tree, so if you're done with him later on, I would love to talk with you about getting a reading done.
Oh, that's very kind of you. I appreciate that. Thank you. And I'm going to say prayers for you because I think you said you have asthma, so I'm going to say healing prayers for you.
That's wonderful. Thank you, Wendy. I can use all I can take right now. Believe you me.
Thank you.
And we'll talk after the show, okay?
Blessed be.
God bless.
Blessed be. All right, bye.
Namaste.
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 I'm tired. Namaste in my chair. No, just kidding.
I'm <don't care.
laughs> Love it. Next caller.
Next caller is area code 804-386. Hello, caller. You're live and on the air. Please state your first name and... go right into your question.
Hello. Good evening. I called y'all back in March after I lost my boyfriend. He had died with cancer. My name is Vernell. It started with a V, like in Victoria, and I'm in Virginia. And I was calling not about him, but I know it's going to sound kind of strange, but and it's been all over the news that these giant murder hornets or whatever they call them things had entered the United States. And I can't help but wonder if, I know that they were discovered in Washington State, but I was wondering, would they like spread all over the country and attack people and pets and or would they be eradicated somehow?
You know, that's a wonderful question, and I'm going to have Jay speak on this for a minute, too, as well. But here's the thing about pests and animals, just like the disease that we're suffering with this epidemic right now, okay? It will spread, because what they do is they find a home, they breed, they create more. More go out and find other homes, breed, and create more, and it spreads. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to become as bad as it is in West Africa with the killer bees, okay? But it does mean that it will spread, and it will get a little worse before it gets better. Now, they might be able to get to it in time, track them back to their nest, and then eradicate them from the United States. But that's my own opinion. Now, J-Tree has a little bit of history in horticulture and landscaping, so he knows a little bit about how these things can work sometimes.
These things are just like anything else. They're vicious. They are something that is not to be messed with. However, I understand that we have killer hornets. Now, I don't know if you've seen the movie Jumanji or not, but you ever have the feeling like 2020 is Jumanji right now? Seriously, we're like on level 5. Because every month it's something different. This year has just been crazy. I mean, what's mm-hmm. going to come next month in June? You know,
it's
the beginning of summer.
Well, it's supposed to be the Jurassic rabies with the what do we call it?
Not the pterodactyls. They're not coming next month. No, I think
it's going to be pterodactyls with Jurassic rabies, and they're going to go,
I honestly think that we're going to have Cthulhu that's going to come out of the ocean. You know, that thing that...
Cthulhu from H.P. Lovecraft. Yes.
You know, that thing that's got the squid face and everything like that. I mean, because this shit just getting too crazy. I mean, what are the aliens doing up there in the sky? They're sitting there, they're just like, oh, you got to watch this shit. Watch what happens
please.
This month.
They're just sitting up there laughing because the human race is just playing so many games with itself. It's
and
not even funny.
It's, you know, I mean, I don't know what's going to wipe out the human race first. Is it going to be us because we can't sit still and wait to get this virus passed? Or is it going to be something that's going to come from nature that's going to take us all out? Because, I mean, it's a scary thing that we live in right now. We're feeling earthquakes that we've never had before. The climate in May is cold. Mm-hmm. They're predicting snow in the Northeast. Tonight here in Atlanta, it's supposed to be 40 degrees in May. I mean, it's like the whole world is just topsy-turvy right now.
Yeah, it does seem that way.
It's a crapshoot of like what we get into every day because it's something different. It's oil futures, which were the backbone of society, you know, that had everything to do with, you know, there was one point last week where oil was below, it was a negative number. Like the money just wasn't there. The financial backbone that we had in this country with credit and everything else like that is just, it's topsy-turvy. We're going on 3 months with this. If they don't get a handle on this soon, I mean, they thought that the 1920s depression was bad. This one's going to be really bad.
So do you feel like these killer wasps will spread, J-Tree?
I can imagine that they will, but hopefully with this polar vortex that's coming through, it's going to kill them all.
Yeah, true, because focus on this. These kinds of things don't exist here in this state when the cold or the winter hits.
You know,
they go into hibernation or they...
I feel like that's going to happen with these is that, you know, Mother Nature is sitting there and she's combating it and she's saying, you know what? I'll tell you what. No, we're not going to have that. You're going to have cold weather instead. And I don't know which is worse because I've never paid a heat bill in May before.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that the nest is like in the ground. I heard the nest is in the ground. You know.
Oh, like cicadas then.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, cicadas actually live and breed within the ground, and they'll lay their eggs and then come out during the summer, and then they'll swarm actually, and they go on the trees as one big swarm, and they'll eat up everything they can, and then they'll move on to the next.
And they like to hide out in shrubs and this, that, and the other thing. And
yeah,
they like to make their nests. And
oh, and those are huge little things.
So I foresee that Mother Nature will probably take care of this. It's just going to be on her terms.
Well, hopefully it's going to be very soon.
Hila, what's your take on this?
I pretty much agree about I'm hoping that the cold weather will wipe it out. I mean, we're being hit from so many different sides right now. So I'm just hoping the cold weather will hit quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
To kill them off.
Yeah,
me too.
Hopefully.
Because that can help with destroying certain bugs, you know. And it's interesting because we didn't get a really cold winter this time. We didn't get any snow. We had some cold, but it wasn't cold enough to kill the bugs. And honestly, I can't stand the snow, so I'm just happy every time we don't get any snow. See, I'm from Florida. I can take the heat, but I can't take the cold.
Oh boy, I have family that lives in Florida as well. And, you know, with all the craziness, you know, going on, like Al said, I was wondering, can you pray for protection even for people that you know and love to, you know, keep the madness from happening?
Oh, honey, of course you can. You can pray for protection for the masses, honey. And you know what? Even praying for those that don't deserve it is still a step above. Because, you know, it is better to love our enemies than to hate them. It is with that love and that light that we rise our own energy above the very darkness that we fight in this world. And you can pray for anybody you don't know. You just have to send the right vibration. Remember, if we have negative thoughts, we're putting those thoughts into the prayer too. We have to remain positive. And when we pray, we have to believe in that prayer. We don't want to have to do a prayer 100 times over in 100 days because we don't believe in the prayer we did the first day.
It has to be fervent and intentional.
Prayer
there.
Yes, our intention and
I'm going to take a break.
Our thoughts are something that are very tangible. The love that we carry in our heart and the thoughts that go through our mind are actually what help drive the intention. So as long as we have purity in us and we believe and we put the intention with the belief in it, that's one of the beauties of witchcraft is that we can manifest so much, but we have to be precise and we have to be specific. We have to make sure that we know exactly what it is that we're asking for and we have to put that in. Because if you say, I'll give you a quick instance, somebody does a spell to have money come into their life. They're walking down the street. They find 3 cents on the ground. Well, guess what? The universe gave you what you wanted. You found money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's the same way with any other intention is that with the love and purity that we have, if we concentrate enough while we're doing our spell or casting, it's the more precise we are and the more directive that we give, the universe will respond. It may not be quick. It may not be today, tomorrow, next week, but it will respond. And what we have to be aware of, too, is all of our we have to be aware of what's happening around us because there's so many signs and so many people have lost that way because they just don't believe the old ways the same way that Keila, Adam, myself, and many others do. We are the healers of the world. We are the ones that are going to set the world straight. And there's not enough of us. So we need all the help from all the other people that are out there. And whatever their belief is, I don't care who you pray to right now, but you need to pray to somebody because this shit's got to stop.
Yeah.
I've had enough. I know we've all had enough. I can't go and see my friend Keila, who lives 20 minutes away. I have to talk to her over the phone or I have to do a FaceTime or something like that so I can see her.
Exactly.
You know, so, and that's not fair to the humans that are here that want to adhere and do the right thing. And then we get this nonsense with these killer hornets. It's like, you know, really enough is enough, don't you think?
Yeah, that's true.
It doesn't matter who you pray to, as long as you're praying to somebody and you're asking for this to stop.
Well, I wish
what
I
else
had
can
the power.
I help you with tonight?
I'm sorry, what did you just say?
I was just going to say, I wish I had the power to stop all this madness and make it all disappear.
Oh, don't we all?
Yeah. And I'm going to quickly ask, and I'll let y'all go because I know y'all have to get to other people. I always wanted to know how could you easily contact a loved one from the spirit world? Because I wanted to do that, being that I lost so much, you know, people and pets, and I'd be wanting to contact them or they contact me.
So are you a medium or are you asking how to become one?
Well, you have to be a medium in order to do that. I mean,
it depends because some people are very in touch with the other side. The only time I am is during Halloween. Between Halloween and the day after Halloween, I am very much in touch with because the veil is thin enough for me to work with. However, there are some people that have that ability that don't have to wait for that day. A lot of it is, again, we were talking about signs and how there are all these different signs to watch for and to be in touch with. If we have the ability, it will be revealed to us, and it'll probably be a scary situation that'll make it happen. And on the same topic too, is that if you open up a door, you have to be willing and ready to accept what comes with, because being trying to converse with the other side, if you open up that door, it opens up a very large door quickly. And once that door is open, you can't close it.
Is it scary?
Well, yeah. I mean, would you want, you know, my Aunt Mary coming to you and saying, I need to get my hair done?
Okay.
I'm just trying to put this in perspective to you, honey. It's like if you want that door to open and you open that door, you have to be prepared for everything. You can't just pick and choose. Because that side of the world, they when they come in, they find somebody that they can go through, and they do everything that they can to get questions answered, reach out to their loved ones. Maybe Adam has a little bit more insight on this than I do, but she's talking about conversing with the other side.
Oh.
She's asking about it, and I'm trying to tell her what the pitfalls are.
Is she trying to connect with someone? Are you trying to connect with someone on the other side?
Well, I've dealt with so many losses, and like I said, I talked to y'all back in March of this year because I lost my boyfriend back then, and I got in so tired of you know, losing so many people and the pets, and I've been wanting to contact them, and you know.
Okay, well, that's something that I understand. I work as a medium as well. I would be more than happy to help you through a private session. I'm going to speak with Jaytree. Can you take a picture of her number, please? When is it okay if I get your number? Because that's a private session you would need.
Okay, sure.
Okay, sure.
Can I say something?
You.
Can I say something?
Absolutely, honey.
You know, I was listening to the show when you called in that night, and I just want to tell you, your energy sounds very much lighter than when you called in that day, and I just wanted to tell you that.
That is correct.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I mean, I'm still dealing with, you know, losing them, but I believe I'll be back with them again someday. And, you know, hopefully in the meantime, I'll be able to communicate with him and other people and pets that I know that have passed on.
That is very correct. And one day you will be reunited with them. However, that time is a long time away. And that is not something that should be forced into being before it's appropriate. Okay.
Right.
We'll go ahead and have a private session with you. I'll give you a call after the show as soon as I can, and I'll get in contact with you to set that up with you. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank y'all so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
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 Stay healthy. Stay safe.
Be well. All right. Well, that was a pretty good show tonight. Again, I want to say thank you to Keela Starr for coming in tonight and talking about her products and everything that she does and her Reiki. Keela, can you give us the website one more time, please?
It's thenovacenter.com.
Thank you.
All right. And do you have anything additional you'd like to add tonight from all the callings and everything like that?
I just think that right now a lot of people are just so fearful, and I feel like this is a really good time for us to start practicing deep breathing, quietness, meditation, centering ourselves, balancing ourselves, and trying to find a way to ground ourselves to release this fear, because it's been fear everywhere. That's all that was coming up in all the calls, you know? What's coming next? What's happening next? And we have to go dig deep into that in our heart chakra, in our heart, and try to find some type of peace to hold on to so that we can be able to move forward and function. Because basically, fear begets fear.
Right, and fear only manifests the very thing we're afraid of.
Right.
Thank you for that, and thank you for sharing.
And it's been a real pleasure having you finally on the show tonight. I know that we've been trying to get you on the show.
Yes, we have.
For a couple weeks now, and we finally got you up there.
Well, thank you guys for having me and for your patience.
All right.
All right. Well, Keila, hang out with us and we can do the final prayer together. Usually what I do is I do a prayer at the end of the session, so that way we can close it out for the night. I think what I'll do is if Adam has nothing additional, I'll start the prayer.
Okay. I just want to share with everybody to please check out WiccanTreeOfLife.com. That's WICCAN. treeoflife.com for all of your Wiccan needs. Also, please don't forget to check out this show's sponsor at merlinsstaff.com. That's merlinsstaff.com for all of your psychic needs as well.
And don't forget to go to Great Mornings Coffee and Tea and visit my friend Chris. She's looking forward to helping you make that decision on the right coffees and teas that you need, as well as any flavored sugars. Also, we want to say special thanks out to Psychic Talk Radio and Blog Talk Radio for having us here. Reverend Adam, especially for having us every week.
No problem.
And of course, you can reach me on WiccanTreeOfLife@gmail.com. Go to the website, WiccanTreeOfLife.com, or you can also find us on Facebook under Wiccan Tree of Life. It's a pleasure to help out so many people. I know that I've helped out a lot of people, and I continue to help out people. And I'm always readily available to help out in the best way that I can. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to start the prayer for the evening. Father God and Mother Goddess, surround us with your love and thy beauty and your breath and your life. Please make sure that we are taken care of financially, mentally, physically. May we always have food. May we always have white light that surrounds us. May we always be protected by you and guided by your love and your light. It's been a long time that we've been without our siblings and our friends, and we want to once again have that. Please, when you find it fit, please make sure that we can do that safely. Please don't let us jump the gun, and please don't let us have too much on our plate to where we cannot take care of everything. This I ask of you. I call on the four points, earth, air, water, fire, north, south, east, and west, and especially spirit, to guide us with your love and thy divine beauty and grace. This I ask of thee, as it's written above, may be written below, may no harm come to no one. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
It's been a great session tonight, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Reminder that we have Psychic Talk Radio that's on Saturday nights at 8 p.m. And then next week, we have Witches In again at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I don't know what the subject is going to be, but I'm sure I will figure it out before then.
Mm-mm-mm.
So with all the love and light and intention that there is in the beauty in the world, I grant you the love and the light that is unconditional, that comes from me, that goes throughout eternity, because everything that we say and do ripples through time. Be mindful of your thoughts. Be mindful of your actions. Speak to yourself with love. There is a warrior inside of you that hears every word that you say. Don't destroy him. Everybody have a good night and tune in again. I look forward to talking with you. This is Kazmir, a.k.a. J-Tree, a.k.a. White Witch, signing off, giving love and light. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you for tuning in to The Witch's Inn with host White Witch Kazimir. Tune in next time for more holistic remedies and insights. Visit our websites at WiccanTreeOfLife.com and MerlinStaff.com. Casimir and the staff wish you hope, love, and light. Blessed be.